Joseph, December 5, 1959. Animal-assisted therapy for a rough soul. In this lecture, spiritual teacher Joseph tells of a mother who returned home, whose hard life had also left her hard and unfeeling in her heart. Thanks to individual training in the afterlife, her teachers succeed in refining her nature. To this end, they use spiritual animals, which, through their trustfulness and tenderness, are able to awaken feelings of love in this soul. Joseph, greetings from God. Dear brothers and sisters, Christians should be somewhat more aware of their belonging to Christ, for in doing so, they mark themselves as belonging to the Lord's reign, that is, to the mighty Church of God, whose head is Christ the Redeemer. Every pious, God-seeking person radiates all light from themselves, and this light is also seen by those from the realm of the dead. These pious, God-seeking people thus mark themselves. However, temptations may come to them from those powers of darkness. However, those who have well practiced this belonging to Christ are armed against temptations. They can better overcome and renounce them if necessary. They also know that they cannot always listen to what is said to them, for the dark spirit world, with the help of humans, attempts to bring down those who are oriented toward God. When we observe people, we recognize those who are conscious of this belonging to Christ. But we also recognize those who live lukewarmly and indifferently and, so to speak, stand under the protection of others, that is, the pious and God-seeking people, over whom grace and salvation reign. For grace and salvation also reign over their environment, in which these lukewarm people are included. Thus, these people also receive an advantage through their brothers and sisters who have directed their thoughts and wills upwards. In this hour, I would like to give you insight once again into the divine laws, into the workings of the angelic realm. And so I would like to speak of a soul and tell you how it went through its earthly life, how its ascension unfolded, and how the angelic world in one place tries everything to support the human being, to help them ascend, and also to give them the necessary help in the spiritual world. From this, you should recognize that the angels do indeed have insight into the feelings and attitudes of their brothers and sisters. So I would like to speak of a human being who lived in this earthly realm. However, I cannot speak only of this one life, I must also refer to the previous life, which was a burden for this being in question. There was a mother. She had many children, and each child represented an additional burden to her. In this family, there was also illness and worry, as well as daily arguments. This mother felt life as a great burden. Life treated her harshly, and her own heart was also hard and unfeeling. She had never kissed one of her children, she was unable to give love, only hardness of heart spoke from her mouth. These children grew up in this loveless atmosphere, and they, who had been raised so harshly, were later in life capable of nothing but reflecting this harshness themselves. This is how this mother and her family lived. Love was unknown, understanding was lacking, strife and illness were rampant in the house. They prayed, but there was no question of a deep faith in God or the Savior, nothing of the sort. Thus, they lived their lives without asking, "What happens when I die?" They asked nothing, they lived without love, and this is how this woman felt life was a heavy burden. When her time on earth was over and she awoke in the other world, an angel of God approached her. He rebuked her for her lack of love, for her lack of understanding, for the hardness of her heart he rebuked her, but he did not punish her. She felt her behavior was perfectly fine, for she herself had never experienced or seen anything different. Love and courtesy were foreign to her, she didn't know them. So she wasn't punished. But the angel said, "In your soul, your feelings are so dull, and I will do my best to refine your feelings." At first, she had to live in a city where one house stood next to another. There was no splendor of color here, nor was there anything particularly noteworthy to see. They left her in this city for a long time, and she had to find accommodation herself. She went from one house to another, asking to be let in, but everywhere everything was taken, and they told her without much ado, "We have no room, we're already full." Then she continued on her way. The city was large, and one house stood next to the other. Finally, she managed to find accommodation where she could. He explained to her, "Yes, you can come in here. Some people left the house recently, so you can come." She was happy, because she wanted to be at home somewhere, she was still so deeply connected to her earthly things. But she couldn't find the way back to the earthly realm, that is, it was cut off from her. At first, all she could do was listen to the conversations taking place in this house. And these conversations seemed strange to her. Some complained that they weren't being cared for, others complained that they didn't like the work. And she didn't know what to say. They left her alone for a while. During this time, she was supposed to reflect and find some peace. She was supposed to become more aware that she was separated from the earthly realm and that she had to change her thoughts. She believed that it would help her if she prayed. She did so, and she saw that the others did the same. But this didn't change her fate for the time being. After a while, the angel appeared before her again and said, "You have found shelter through your own efforts. From now on, you shall move into this house whenever your task with me is completed. Then perhaps you can also talk to the others and tell them what you experienced with me." This angel who stood before her was very beautiful and had a sweet quality about him. He then invited this soul, "Come with me, we will now move into a forest." And so they walked a long way together. The angel spoke to her many things about her past earthly life, about her children, and what she should do differently as a mother. He repeatedly mentioned the rawness of her feelings and that things had to change now. But she didn't think any further about it, for she was, simply still too dull. After a long hike, they came to a forest, and here they encountered countless animals of all kinds and breeds. They were sitting, lying, or standing together in herds. At first, this soul was indifferent to these animals, it only wanted to listen to the words of its companion. But as they passed through, the angel spoke, "Do you see these animals and what species they belong to? And do you see that large animal in the middle of this flock? It is the oldest of them, and it is the leader of this group." So they continued on, wandering through the forest. But all of this failed to make a particular impression on this soul, it still understood nothing about the diversity of the spiritual world. The angel tried to give it a few explanations. Here and there they stopped and observed the animals more closely, touched them, and the angel even knew the names of the various ones. The soul was amazed that the angel knew so much about everything, and he explained to it, "This is precisely my task, which I fulfill for my brothers and sisters." So they wandered, and after a certain time they set out to return. The angel took the soul back to her house and promised to return later and take her on another hike in the same forest. When she first reflected on what she had experienced, she couldn't help but be somewhat astonished. She asked herself, "Is it really true? Are there actually animals here in the kingdom of heaven? What are these animals doing here?" The other siblings who were with her in this house didn't know how to answer her. They explained to her that they hadn't been led into the forest, that they hadn't seen any animals and that they therefore doubted her words. And this soul spoke, "Perhaps you too will be able to go into the forest later and experience this." After a while, the same angel appeared again and led her on the long journey into the forest. On the way, he spoke to her again and asked her, "What impression did what you saw on our first hike make on you?" The soul didn't know much to say, but simply asked, "How is it that there are animals in the kingdom of heaven?" The angel promised to give the explanation later, for she didn't yet understand it. But she should pay attention to what his goal was for her, she should improve her feelings, she should no longer be so dull and rough. Now they walked the same path again. But this second time, certain animals came towards them, and some of them accompanied them for part of the way through the forest. This soul had to realize that these animals were freed from their wildness. Now she looked around and began to count the animals that accompanied her. The angel said, "Try to take a closer look at them," and he stood still. They stroked the animals, and the angel said, "Look how beautiful they are and how full of love and affection." The soul began to rejoice. For these animals, which on earth were considered extremely wild, were so tame here, they even snuggled their heads against her and longed for affection. And the angel said, "Give this animal a name and say it out loud, touch its head and say the name out loud. The next time we come back, call this animal by name, and you will see that it will come to you." And so they did. Over time, this soul felt enthusiasm and joy in these walks, and there was close contact with the animals. They stayed in this forest longer and longer, and they were not silent. The angel gave his lesson. He explained, "You see, these animals in the spirit realm also crave attention, they too love affection. You must now absolutely try to be permeated by more refined feeling. The harshness must leave your soul. You must feel joy, joy just from this path in the forest and from the animals." In this way, some enthusiasm, some longing, was to be awakened. The angel would lead this soul back to her house, and each time she would know how to tell the others what she had experienced. The others began to listen attentively, and they too felt a desire to be led there. They themselves also had a lot to tell, for they too made their own journeys and were each time led back to the house. Thus, they had much to tell each other, and they listened enthusiastically. In this way, they also learned to understand and appreciate each other, for they no longer listened only superficially. Whenever the door of this house opened, everyone was excited. "Is it for me? Am I being led out of my dwelling?" For the longing was great. Everyone wanted to go out again, to see and experience something again. Once, for quite some time, the angel did not return to take this soul back. She began to feel sad and lamented. But then she thought about it. And said to herself, "I mustn't become impatient. I must try to practice patience and wait. I rejoice in the silence here and simply bring before my mind's eye what I experienced with him as wanderings." And so she dreamed of the wanderings she had undertaken with the angel, and she had only one wish, that he would return soon. For her longing grew ever greater, the longing and the love, the desire for the animals. Something had been awakened in this soul, whereas before it had been so dull, so hard. Now things had changed. Now the angel came again, led her back into the forest, and said, "This is the last time I will lead you into the forest." Then the soul begged, "Stay with me, leave me here. I haven't yet realized everything, don't leave me, I'm certainly not yet what you wish." And the angel replied, "You are still far from what you should be. But I have paid you great attention and made an effort for you, I have removed some of the roughness of your soul, I have been able to awaken in you a longing for these animals." And he explained to her, "The world in which you live is very simple, but the world I come from is so beautiful, so diverse, and colorful. You should have a longing for that world. But only those beings have become refined, who understand others, who are willing to give only love and understanding to others, can enter there." Well, this soul didn't want to make any demands, it wanted to be content where it was. But the angel said, "No, only one phase of your purification is over, now a new one begins." And the angel led her out of the city, across a river, and once again they wandered through a forest. Once they had left it, the surroundings were much more beautiful and colorful. The houses were not so close together, they were far apart, and the landscape was hilly. The angel led her into a house again and said to her, "This is your new home, and from here your further tasks will be fulfilled," and he continued, "I bid you farewell, and a new teacher will be given to you, and you shall obey him." She wanted to ask him to stay with her because she had faith in him. But the angel said, "I am in the service of God, and everything happens according to his holy will, and I am subject to his holy will. I also recommend that you submit to his holy will." And he left. Then the new teacher introduced himself, he seemed stricter than the previous one. He explained, "Now follows the continuation of the teaching. You have already been taught some understanding that you should develop. Now the feelings of Shen should be strengthened within you, you should also learn love, and kindness should also be developed within you." And he said briefly, "Follow me." In the spiritual world, it is not the case that one flies from one sphere to another, rather, one has much to overcome, one has to wander. And so this teacher also set out on a journey with his student. But one does not wander as one does on earth, one has overcome the greatest distances in a short time. Depending on what the divine world deems appropriate, one walks quickly or slowly. The teacher said, "We are observing the many beings who are without goodwill, who are not included in the plan of salvation and order. There are countless of them. On their wanderings, they encountered many such unclassified beings. They weren't abandoned and alone, but angels of God among them, giving each one a hint. These angels, however, didn't linger long with each individual, but hurried from one to another, giving him advice. One listened, considered whether to follow it one did, and the other paid no attention, but remained where he was. The teacher then said to his student, "Now observe carefully, these people we meet have a weak will. They don't want to strive for a higher life. But you do want this." And the soul said, "Yes, I want, I really do. I want to go to the heaven I've been told about. I've been told that there are such magnificent heavens, and I would like to experience heaven in all its beauty. But I know I'm not good enough for that yet." Then the teacher said, "Come and observe." They wandered for a long, long time, and this slew from passion. It couldn't understand why these beings didn't follow the instructions of God's angels and were so indifferent in their thoughts and actions. It then asked, "Why aren't they taught as I was? Why aren't they also guided as I was?" And the angel answered, "What happens to one person is far from being possible for another." Then it saw these many, many unincorporated souls who didn't follow the instructions of the heavenly messengers. And the angel of God explained to it, "You see, they are left here for a certain time. However, if it takes too long for them to gain knowledge themselves, they are later connected. But until then, they are allowed to act according to their will for a long, long time." Now they wandered on, and the angel said, "Now we are going to those who belong to the realm of the dead, to the unwholesome. There, too, you should make your observations." As they walked, it became increasingly dark, and the only light seemed to be the guiding angel. Wherever he passed, everything was illuminated. This is how they saw their surroundings. The soul was now to hear the wretched ones, to hear their pleas and begging for help, for liberation. They simply walked along for a long time, and this soul remained silent. Yes, it would have liked to help, but it thought, "You deserve it." While the angel accompanied them, he constantly observed their thoughts. He wanted to know if and in what way a transformation would take place within them. One could not yet speak of compassion for them. So it went on for a long time, and they came to wretched ones who were in great torment. The angel stopped and spoke of their sins and their long path of ascent. Then the soul asked, "Couldn't something be done for them? Couldn't their path be made easier?" "Perhaps," said the angel of God, "perhaps there are ways to make their path easier. We'll see. Is it your wish that their path be made easier? Do you desire this from the depths of your being? Are you not indifferent to what happens to this soul? Would you wish for its salvation?" "Yes," said the soul, "I wish it to be better." "Good," said the angel of God, and they continued on. Thus, they encountered many of these unfortunate ones. Suddenly, they heard wonderful singing. "What is this?" asked the soul, "are they singing here?" "No, these unfortunate ones are not singing. It is our exalted brothers and sisters who are singing." "Why then?" "They bring these souls comfort and messages. They explain to them that it will not be long before they are freed from their condition, that this, however, does not mean that they will suddenly be freed from their torment, but that there are many possibilities for their liberation." Now they continued on their journeys, and on these journeys they no longer encountered only these unfortunate ones. Here and there, a light rose. They arose, and they encountered angels who were visiting this kingdom of darkness. From these angels radiated the light. They sang to the unfortunate ones and brought them the message of the Savior, speaking of his plan of salvation and redemption and of salvation. Now the angel and his disciple left this kingdom of darkness again and returned to their house. Not only she had much to tell about what she had experienced, but the others as well. But these others were filled with much greater compassion than they and were moved by a willingness to help. They spoke of perseverance and courage, and of everything they would do to help the unfortunate brothers and sisters. They spoke of how the plan of salvation and redemption must be accelerated by following these paths oneself and doing everything oneself for liberation and salvation. Thus, this soul also found favor in these words, and she, too, was filled with this desire to help. Her raw emotions suddenly dissolved, and she had only one desire, to help, to be ready to serve, to bring the plan of salvation and redemption into fulfillment. When the angel returned to her, she said, "I see the necessity for us to do everything we can to bring this plan of salvation toward its more rapid fulfillment." "Yes," said the angel, "you have great prospects and opportunities to help in this plan of salvation." She wanted to know what these opportunities would consist of, and the angel explained to her, "A new earthly light, and there you can prove whether your soul has lost its hardness and whether you have learned from us." Then she had only one desire, to be allowed to enter human existence again. She wanted it, she saw the necessity. For on these long wanderings, she had been taught how many ascending spirit beings were waiting to be reincarnated, and how such an incorporation takes place. She wanted to be ready for it, she wanted to achieve something in her next life, she wanted to participate in this ascension. And the angel commanded it her new earthly life was to be prepared. "So I would also like to tell you something about this soul's further, new earthly life. She once again became a mother with many, many children. In this new earthly life, however, she had found the love and sacrifice she demanded and gave it to her children and everyone who had to do with her." The angel who had accompanied her on her journey into the forest and had been the first to relieve her of the harshness of her feelings had also become her companion in her earthly life. He admonished her and supported her, he gave her strength to fulfill her task. And full of joy, he always spoke to his other siblings, "Our great efforts for her have paid off. This mother soul lived a richly fulfilled life. She was a pious woman, a kind-hearted person. And when her life was over, this time her parents, friends, and acquaintances came to greet her, whereas at her previous retreat, no one had come, as they had no desire for one another at all. This soul had had no fond memories of her parents at that time, no longing to see them, and the divine world had not found it necessary to bring her here. But now it was different, a bond of love had been woven, a bond of togetherness, and they were meant to meet, to rejoice in one another. Now the gate to a magnificent, beautiful heaven could open. And the angels knew how to explain to her that her sacrifice had not been in vain, that heaven knew how to reward her richly. Thus, people rejoiced over this soul's ascent. My dear friends, it would often be good if you could glimpse into this ascent of souls, which is made from life to life, and so that you would recognize the efforts of the angelic world, that they undertake everything and are always ready to help and guide. Thus, I gave you renewed insight into the divine laws and the workings of the angelic world. May the blessing of God now be upon you. And may, in this pre-Christmas season, become more aware of your belonging to Christ. This is our wish, so that everything may be done to God's pleasure. Greetings from God." Lecture by the spiritual teacher Joseph on December 5, 1959, through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the main hall of the Zurich Conservatory of Music. Original, tape recording.